Do you know where your water comes from? Most of us don't think twice about that, as long as the water flows when we turn on the faucet. But here in East Central Illinois, many of us draw our water from the Mahomet Aquifer, a largely underappreciated natural resource. The aquifer is a layer of sand and gravel whose top lies between 1 and 200 feet beneath the ground we walk on. It was deposited there in the valley carved into bedrock by the prehistoric Mahomet River more than 500,000 years ago. The clay-rich sediments that now cover the aquifer and constitute the ground as we know it were left by glaciers that later came down from the north and trapped the sand and gravel in the Mahomet Bedrock Valley. The aquifer holds more water than the finer soils above it because the coarser grains of sand and gravel leave more in-between space for water to fill. Its great size is one of the remarkable characteristics of the Mahomet Aquifer. It stretches about 125 miles long from its eastern edge north of Danville to its western edge near Peoria, and is typically from 4 to 14 miles wide. The aquifer lies beneath 1.26 million acres and crosses the boundaries of 15 counties, as well as many other political entities. Geologists calculate that the Mahomet Aquifer holds about 4 trillion gallons of water, about the volume of water that flows past St. Louis in the Mississippi River every 2.5 weeks. The water in the Mahomet Aquifer is of remarkably high quality. Most of it is between 1,000 and 12,000 years old, which means it fell as rain at a time before it could pick up the industrial pollutants and synthetic pesticides that plague our surface water today. Water from the aquifer is also free of bacteria that's harmful to humans, having been isolated from the sources of such organisms for so long. The only contaminant that poses an immediate concern for users of the aquifer is arsenic, which occurs naturally at concentrations high enough to pose a risk to humans at various sites throughout the region. Municipal systems remove arsenic, but well users must test for it. The most pressing question concerning the Mahomet Aquifer is how much water we can pump from this remarkable resource without depleting it. The frustrating non-answer to that question is, we don't know. Not yet, anyway. In order to find that answer, we've got to fund more science. Beyond the issue of identifying sustainable levels of withdrawal from the Mahomet Aquifer, we will eventually need to grapple with the question of how that water is allocated. That's a complicated question, since aquifers don't conform to political boundaries. But it's also one best addressed before anyone's well runs dry.